in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you wherever you are. May the unction of the Almighty God be your portion. It's another wonderful day. It is a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, as we hear our voice, is the beginning of a special series. And this series is titled Kingdom Attitude, Adapting Kingdom Attitude. And I know and I believe by the end of this series, we will never be the same in the things of God. So adapting kingdom attitude. And today's episode is going to go as attitude of service. I want to start with service. Service is the basic and the beginning of everything. We are called to serve. And so at the end of this episode, we'll get to know how to serve. That will make God proud of us. How to go according to what God has said concerning His service as a people on the earth, as children of God, as people of God. But before we begin today's episode, I want us to pray, commit ourselves into the hands of God, and we'll begin our episode today. Let's close our eyes and pray. We are praying, our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name, we magnify you, we exalt you. We commit our gathering, we commit our meeting, we commit ourselves into your hands right now. Let the Spirit of God come and take absolute control. Come and usher us into greater understanding. We avail ourselves to use us to the brain. Let us speak through me to your place, to the people, your people that are listening right now. Those that are going to listen later, whoever will hear this voice, Spirit of God, you take dominion of such soul and you bring the soul in line with your will and your command. We pray one more time that any voice of the enemy that will rise, we mute the voice of it, and we silence the activities, and we say that may the activities of the Almighty God take control of this voice, take control of this series, take control of this episode. Speak through me to your people and let this word fall on the soil that will yield fruit, bear fruit a hundredfold and above in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, speak through me, Spirit of God. Mount through me and let your people hear your voice. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. As I said earlier, today's theme is attitude of service. I want to begin. This is going to be a special series, and we'll begin with the attitude of service. And when we talk about service, it's a service. We render service. We are born and we are called to serve. At every point in time, we serve. And we believe that people serve us and we serve others. And today we want to go and dig deeper into the service that the Word of God was talking about. And the Word of God is talking about today. Now, when we talk about kingdom service, which is the attitude of service that we are talking about. In every household, there is a way of serving. In every family, there is a way of serving. And in every tribe, there's a way of serving. In every country and every nation, there's a way of serving the people. There's a dimension to which people are called to deliver unto those that are called to do so. So when we come to the kingdom of God, there are ways that we have been called to follow. There is a dimension that we need to follow to get things done under the kingdom of God. So as we are children of God, as we are people of God, there is a way that we need to follow to get things done in the kingdom of God. So when we talk about kingdom service, it's the use of our divine endowment. And this divine endowment, example like talent that has been given unto you and I. Talent is given to serve. It is given unto us in order to make the service very easy. So we have been given different kinds of talent to apply them, put them into practice to serve others, to serve in the house of God, to serve in our families, to serve in our communities, to serve in our nation, to serve in our society, to make things done. So that's the talent given unto you and I, is for service. Amen. Now, I want us to pick another point as strength. We have been given the levels of strength. Some are stronger, some are strong, some are strongest. And this strength given unto us in a mental strength, physical strength, all the strength that has been given unto you and I is for service. So is it a divine endowment, divine input given unto us to use them to serve in our communities, to serve people that are around us, to serve in the kingdom of God. Now we have been given time. Time is available unto you and I for service. And this is a divine endowment that we have available time to serve in the house of God. And the next that I want us to talk about is resources. We have levels of resources of given unto individual to serve in the communities. And so we have those levels. Some are high, some have a high level of resources. Others have a low level of resources. And whatever the level of your resources, it is given unto you to serve. And we have all those in place to serve in promoting the kingdom of God. So in one way or the other, these resources, this time, this strength, these talents are available for us to serve to promote the kingdom of God. So whatever service that you are rendering that is not promoting the kingdom of God, then your divine endowment are not using appropriately. Because they were given for us to serve in promoting the kingdom of God. Amen. And this kingdom service is an essential foundation that must be in place for a believer to enjoy God's blessings. As we put this divine endowment into play, there we receive blessings from God. Those that have a singing talent, those have the dancing talent, those that have the reading talent, whatever talent that has been given unto you, you use them to promote the kingdom of God. And as we do so, we receive blessings from above. Never say that you don't have any gift. You haven't discovered your gift yet. There are people that have a sweeping gift, arranging chairs. We can mention all the giftings, but there's talent that has been given unto us to put into play in promoting the kingdom of God. And the Bible makes us understand that as we put them into play, there we receive blessings from God. Amen. As a God is expecting everyone to be involved in this service. Why God is expecting you and I and every person, everyone, to be part of this? Because God is willing and ready to bless each and everyone. As we get in tune and as we get involved in the service by putting our divine endowment to play, the blessings abound. Amen. Now, I want us to open our Bible to Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. There's something that God said in Exodus. And we will get to know the reason why God is expecting everyone to be involved in the kingdom service. In the service. And He wants everyone to have the attitude of service. Now, before we read our text, I want to throw a little light on attitude of service. Someone might not grasp the full meaning of the attitude of service. Now we have service and attitude of service. There are people that have the attitude of service. And there are people that are serving, but they don't have the attitude of service. Amen. Those that have attitude of service are the people that understands the ways of God concerning serving. They don't serve and waiting to be served. There are people that when they serve one, they are expecting people to serve them back. But Jesus Christ says something that we'll get to know what Jesus said. Those that have the attitude of service always are ready and willing to serve without expecting people to serve them back. But those that are serving without the attitude of service, when they serve, their mind is set on the returns. So they are such people get disappointed when they set their mind for payback and the payback delays. When they serve, they are expecting to be served. But those that have the attitude of service, they understand what Jesus said and they keep serving, whether you serve them back or no. So they just keep serving, and this is what we call the attitude of service. They don't wait for payback, but they keep serving. What the reason why they keep serving is God is going to bless them. Their mind is God is going to bless them. They don't wait for humans' returns, but they believe that whatever they are doing, they do unto God, and God is going to reward them back. Amen. I want us to take our text from Exodus 23, 25 to 36. And this is what the Lord said. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Nothing shall cast their young, nor be buried in their land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Then as far as the people live, as far as there is living souls, it says that the number of your days I will fulfill. As far as we are alive, as far as we are on the earth, this is a fulfillment. This is a covenant. This is something that the Lord is doing. And he says that you shall serve the Lord your God. Those that understand this, they serve and they are not expecting any mankind to serve them back. But they believe that God is going to bless them. Because in the Exodus, it says that you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Hallelujah. And this is something that those that have the attitude of service has grabbed at. And they serve, and they are always not expecting anyone. But they know and believe that their bread and their water and sickness, whatever it is, that is not from God, is going to be taken away. And a blessing is going to pour upon their life. May we grab this in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So that's why God said that I could expect everyone to be involved in the service. Because there is going to be a blessing. And with that serving, God won't bless you. Because as you serve, I bless you. Amen. So there's something that attached to what God said. And this makes us understand that our service in the kingdom doesn't help God, but it helps us. And so there's nothing that you and I are doing, or there's no kind of service that we are rendering that is helping God. It says that as you serve me, I bless you. So all the service that we are rendering is in favor of us. As we render service, as we serve, God blesses us. Amen. And so there's nothing that you and I are doing in the house of God, in a community, in our neighborhood, that is going to put God in another higher level. But whatever we put in there is going to be something that God is going to multiply it. It says that your cup will be filled to the brim, and it will be shake and overflow. That is going to be a blessing. Amen. And so this is going to give us another idea that our approach determines our rewards. That's not something that I am saying, but according to Exodus, it's giving us a clue. Blessings comes when we keep serving the Lord. Blessings comes when we keep doing the things of God. Blessings comes when we serve ourselves and we do what God wants us to do. Service is very, very important. And serving God rightfully is having the attitude of service, whereby we serve ourselves without discrimination. We serve ourselves with good heart. We serve ourselves according to the word of God. Amen. Now, we want to move to something that Jesus said in Luke chapter 22 and the verse 27. Jesus says something. People have served us, we have served people, but if Jesus says something in Luke 22, and he says that I am among you as he who says, Amen. I am among you as he who says. Jesus Christ was among the disciples. He came to serve and not to be served. This is something that we need to pick from what Jesus Christ said. As followers of God, as followers of Jesus, we have to have that attitude, and we need to adapt this attitude of service. That we must adapt it. Attitude of service. As Jesus said that, I am among you as he who serves. Amen. Service is helping others who need assistance. And as we do so, we are serving God. As we serve ourselves, we are serving the Almighty God. So Christ-like service grows out of genuine love for the Savior and of love and concern for those whom God gives opportunities and directions to serve. There are people God has called you and I to help them, to serve them, to be there for them. God is helping someone through me, and God is helping me through you. We are there for each other. That's why God called Cain and said to Cain, Cain, where is your brother Abel? And he says that I am not the keeper of my brother. But God said that you are the keeper of your brother. We are keepers of each other. We are being created and being born onto the earth to be there for each other. This is how God protects and keeps us. That's how God blesses us. God blesses me through you and blesses you through me. We need ourselves and we need to serve ourselves with a sincere heart. Amen. It's love is more than a feeling. When we love each other, we seek for our welfare, we seek for our needs, we seek for our improvement. We have the will to serve. We have the guts to move from the level to a higher level. We have that fellowship. We have that intimacy. Amen. That's why Jesus God said that you will serve me. Serving God is serving ourselves. So serving me is if I send you to deliver a blessing you need to do. If I want to bless someone, I need someone, another person to work through the person. If you see money coming from above, falling on the ground, you will run away. But if somebody deliver money to you, you really appreciate it. That's how God keeps us and make the nature runs. We have to be there for each other. Amen. This is what Jesus said, that he is among the people as someone who is willing and ready to serve. Not someone who is there to be served, but he was someone who is willing and ready to serve the people. Amen. And so we have to be there for ourselves. We need to be willing and ready. And all of us must be willing to serve no matter our income, our age, or our social positions. We need to do something. Some people believe that only the poor and the humble should serve. Others also think that the service should be given only by the rich. But Jesus says something here in Matthew chapter 20, verse 26 to 27. When the mother of two of his disciples asked him to honor her sons for him in his kingdom, and Jesus says something. So Jesus replied the woman and said that whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever will be among you will be a chief among you, let him be your servant. It's very powerful. Is there anyone who wants to be a great person among you? Let the person be your minister. And whosoever willing to be a chief, let such person be a servant. You need to serve before your blessings falls upon you. So is it that we need blessing and our service comes with a blessing upon our life? That's why the attitude of service is very essential and important to each and everyone, that we need to serve. At every point in time, we need to be people that we will serve. Amen. And service is very, very important in our life. Hallelujah. So this is we should never fail to help someone because we are unable to do great things. We should never fail to help others because we are unable to do greater things to people. And so this is going to let us understand that helping or serving is the key to unlock our blessings in our life. And the service requires sacrifice, either great or small. And as we come to know this, blessings, protection, and guidance becomes our portion. Amen. And so we gain important blessings when we keep serving. And through our service, we increase our ability to love. And we become selfless as we mount the understanding of service. Amen. Want to bring our episode to the end here. And we'll pick from here as something that comes with a greater understanding that a service is something that we have to mount upon our life. Service is something that we need to carry. May the Lord grant us the understanding of this, that we will never fail serving, whether great or small, in our community, wherever we find ourselves. We will keep serving at every point in time, and we will let our service be something that will be in mind, and will mount it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. May this continue to move us from a level to a higher level, that our service becomes something that is part of us. We thank God for this. I want us to pray, and we are praying. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we give you all the honor for this section, that we have come, that you have speaking through your servant unto us concerning attitude of service. That we pray that this attitude of service will be something that will take control of our life and will lead us to a higher of understanding of the Word of God, and we pray that this is going to be the key of our life that will unlock all our blessings in our life. We thank you, Father, and we give you all the praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. May those bear fruit in our life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.